One of the most unpopular companies in America today reported that its earnings rose 10% in the first quarter of this year, beating expectations. I'm talking about Comcast here, which also added hundreds of thousands of high-speed internet customers. But the picture is far from perfect for the country's largest cable provider. Comcast recently abandoned that $45 billion deal to buy Time Warner Cable amid increasing scrutiny from regulators and new rules from the FCC on net neutrality. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
And what is behind today's report? Why are they doing so well, despite the fact that a lot of customers don't love them?
We hate them, but we're stuck with them. That's really the message here. And this is really about growth of that high-speed internet business, as you said. It's unbelievable to think about this, but total revenue for this company just in the quarter, almost $18 billion. That's just insanity, right? Now, if you take sales out that were attributed to the Super Bowl or 2014 Sochi Olympics, because both of those were on NBC and Comcast owns them, revenue actually increased by a very healthy amount, 7.2% during the period. That's what investors were very focused on.
And are the people who are helping Comcast get that revenue going in there for cable or internet or both?
Well, it's really about the internet. In fact, the company actually lost 8,000 video subscribers for the quarter, and there were more than 400,000 high-speed internet customers added. Now, I think this is kind of interesting because it really does underscore one of the reasons that the Department of Justice and the FCC were going to block the Comcast merger with Time Warner Cable, because they said, look, this combined entity would have controlled 57% of the broadband market. Now, that could make it pretty easy to raise prices or limit access to content, maybe even alter how we use the internet. And because the high-speed internet connections are so important for everyday lives these days, we're not going back to dial-up.
And by the way, when I said one of the most unpopular companies in America, there's a consumer satisfaction survey. It came out. Comcast came in second to last. The only company that beat it was Time Warner Cable. So
yes, it was a combination of the most hated companies. I mean, it's totally unbelievable. And it is true. One note, though, I actually went to college and shared a house with the CEO of Time Warner Cable. Hmm. I should only point out a hat tip to my mother, who said you should have fallen in love with him. Because he was about to get $80 million.
He would have said, I'll meet you for dinner at some point between 12 and 4. So, Jill, I want to ask you about one other thing while we're talking cable TV. Big fight over the weekend, of course. The big boxing match between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. Delayed 45 minutes after distributors faced a lot of high demand, but a lot of people watched it for free on these apps, the Meerkat, Periscope. What's the lesson from this fight for cable TV?
Well, I think these problems were pretty much widespread. All the providers, Time Warner Cable, Optimum, DirecTV, Charter, Comcast, so everyone had the same issue. And it's just one event, so I'm not sure that we're going to see the same trend that we saw from the music industry. But I think this kind of reminds me of a restaurant that says, your food's taking a long time at Mother's Day brunch because it's crowded. Don't they plan for big crowds at these companies? Anyway,
yeah,
I think we'll wait to the next big event to see whether we get a little more pickup here and better service,
well,
of course.
The price of that pay-per-view, a lot of people on those Comcast bills won't even notice it because they're already paying so much as it is. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thank you so much.
Take care.